USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden unveiled his initiatives aimed at reducing health care expenses for Americans during a White House gathering Wednesday. He was joined by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Biden outlined that seniors enrolled in Medicare would be spared from paying more than $2,000 annually for prescription medications starting next year, as per the Inflation Reduction Act.
Drug companies are charging exorbitant, prescription drug prices. Higher prices than anywhere in the world. And Bernie said it. I was listening in the back, Bernie. You and I have been fighting this for 25 years. Finally, we beat Big Pharma.
He also commended the move made by three out of four major inhaler manufacturers to limit the monthly cost of inhalers for a number of patients to $35. Despite the deaths of three humanitarian aid workers in an Israeli airstrike, the Biden administration is maintaining its current policy toward Israel. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that the president anticipates a prompt and comprehensive investigation into the incident. Nonetheless, President Biden's still under pressure to cease providing weapons to Israel amid the conflict. According to a recent Wall Street Journal poll, former President Trump is leading President Biden in six of the country's most fiercely contested states. Trump maintains a lead in six out of seven battleground states surveyed for the upcoming 2024 presidential election, with voters expressing significant reservations about both candidates, who happen to be the oldest to ever run in history. In Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina, Trump is ahead by margins ranging from 2 to 8 percentage points. The future of a Texas immigration statute now rests with a federal appeals court in New Orleans. Wednesday, the three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted both the federal government and Texas's legal team the opportunity to either challenge or support Texas SB 4. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Former President Trump and the Republican National Committee have significantly bolstered their financial resources, raising close to $66 million in March. Trump's campaign and the RNC disclosed the fundraising achievement, marking a notable increase following a slower pace in the first 2 months of the year. A man is dead in Florida after crashing a small experimental aircraft not too far from a local airport. USA's Ryan Daniels with more.
The sheriff of Polk County, Florida is Grady Judd. He says 76-year-old Arthur Canning had just taken off and may not have had time for a distress call.
Certainly he could have made a transmission, but it would have had to have been real quick because he was up and into the ground in seconds.
The pilot had built the plane himself and had only flown it a couple of times before the crash. The first time, last Saturday.
Driverless vehicles are extending their services beyond passenger transport. Waymo has revealed a collaboration with Uber Eats, marking a significant step in autonomous delivery. The announcement came Wednesday with Waymo declaring that its driverless cars will begin food deliveries to residents of the Phoenix, Arizona area. Currently, a limited number of restaurants are partaking in the initiative. Customers placing orders still retain the choice to opt for human-driven deliveries if they prefer. JetBlue Airlines is implementing price hikes for checked luggage during peak hours. The new fees will affect domestic flights, with the first checked bag during peak travel periods increasing in price by $5 and the second by $10. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.